Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Very different show lined up for you. Hey, that's what you signed up for when you tuned into this program, and I'm going to continue to give that to you. And today's program is definitely different. And let me get the word of the day out before I forget how to pronounce it. Holacracy. That's what we're going to be talking about. You know what we're going to talk to about with it is Brian Robertson. He is the co-founder of Holacracy One, author of Holacracy, the New Management System for a Rapidly Changing World. And before you say, did I just change channels and David's talking another language? Let's explain. And I'll get Brian on the line with us here in just a second. Brian's an experienced entrepreneur, CEO, and organizational pioneer. Forbes and Fast Company credit him for developing Holacracy, a comprehensive management system for governing and running organizations that are fast, agile, and that succeed by pursuing their purpose. And that is what us business people want, but are we up to the task? Are we willing to accept and embrace what this new management approach is all about and ways of operating a company? And we'll be talking with Brian about that. Let's get him on the line. Brian Robertson, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, David.
Listen, I had to get the word out because this is not only a new concept, but it's a new word. I applaud your invention. I love the idea of bringing something new. And I've always been a kind of guy that says, you know, if somebody hasn't done it, that doesn't mean you can't. And let's look at it. So I'm really enamored and interested in what you're doing. So for you can describe it best. Give us the thumbnail sketch about Holacracy, what it is, and we'll get into some nuts and bolts and talk through it a little bit on this program.
Yeah, that'd be great. So you can think of it as a different way to run a company, and to compare it to what we're used to, if you think about the way we structure and run organizations today, they're like feudal empires, right?
Yeah,
you've got the king, you've got the barons, you've got
exactly.
the lords, and ultimately
yeah.
the peasants on the front line, right?
yeah.
It's a structure we're all really familiar with in our companies, but then you look at how societies run, and we realize we've left those structures behind long ago, except when we go into our companies. And it's an approach that really matured up about a century ago, the way we kind of scale and structure and run a modern company, which means it was created at a time when the telegraph was an exciting new invention, you know, and it hasn't innovated much. We haven't seen much innovation in management since those days. You know, we see lots of massive shifts and changes in our technologies all around us, but not in the social technologies of how we run a company.
Hmm.
And that's really what Holacracy is doing. It's creating a new approach to run a company that doesn't rely on the management hierarchy, but also doesn't just throw out all structure. It's a different way of getting order and getting alignment and accountability and all of the other things we need in business.
And that's exactly the first question that I know that the listeners are going to want me to ask you, Brian, is without managers, how do important decisions get made with Holacracy?
Yeah, so the two common misconceptions, which are absolutely not the case, are either no managers means everybody must be involved in every decision and you know, it's all one big coming to consensus on everything, which is, it wouldn't work, that would be disastrous. Or the other common misconception is it's total chaos and, you know, anyone's just running around and doing anything and there's no accountability, and that's also not true. Instead, with Holacracy, it works a lot more like what we see in a neighborhood or a society where we each know our property and our boundaries. And within our property, we know we have decision-making rights,
okay.
but not within our neighbor's property.
So okay, that makes sense.
I know I can do whatever I want to lead my life. As long as it's within, you know, my house, I can make the decisions. I can decorate. I can do whatever. And I don't need consensus of all my neighbors. But I also know not to go into my neighbor's house and, you know, take his car because that would serve my interests. Holacracy brings a framework like that into a company. So it's a framework for breaking down who makes which decisions. Right, and when that's clear and we know, you know, who's in charge of what, it's actually more like distributed authority than
okay.
lack of authority.
That makes perfect sense. So it's just a redesign, and it's the word that's in my mind, Brian, as you describe it, is nimble.
Yeah, it very much is. There's a process for changing those answers too regularly. So we learn together, and we learn what we need to expect of each other, and who should make which decisions, and So Holacracy replaces a manager trying to break down the work with a process that everyone engaged in an area of work gets involved in, and together we kind of figure out, how do we break this down? Who needs to make which decisions? What do we expect of each other? And then we leave people free to lead their piece of the system and make whatever key decisions are in their area.
Interesting. And this idea of the ever so often or from time to time updated job description that's more rigid, this is there's more of an embracing of roles as opposed to a job?
Yeah, exactly. We go from these, you know, monolithic, static job descriptions, which frankly are bureaucratic artifacts. I mean, when was the last time anyone ran to their job description to get clarity of what they should be doing in a day? You know, people ignore them. They're irrelevant. And with Holacracy, there's a different way of describing the work. We call it roles or role descriptions. But they're actually alive. They're living. They're changing. They're the result of a team learning together and just capturing and documenting what are we learning and what do we need to do and who does what and what do we expect from each other. And you capture this in a kind of a role. And unlike a typical job description, with roles, they're much smaller and you can have many of them. So you might fill a dozen roles in your company, and they might be in lots of parts of the company, not just in kind of one place pigeonholed in this big hierarchy. So it's more flexible, and people can kind of custom craft their jobs by figuring out the best dozen or so roles for them to fill anywhere in the organization. And it's much more nimble, much more responsive to the world.
And there's, if I read correctly, In some of the information I received for this interview, Brian, there's circles?
Yep, and that's basically a team, so a group of roles that all work together in an area. So, for example, we might have a social media role and a blogger role and an advertising role all within our broader marketing circle.
Okay.
So, kind of like a department.
And so somebody might be in multiple roles in multiple circles?
Yeah, for example, I fill our spokesperson role, which is what brings me here talking to you today. But I also fill a trainer role, which is in a completely different circle. And I fill a coach role, which coaches our clients on Holacracy, and that's in a different circle. So I fill kind of different roles in different pieces of the organization, as do most of my colleagues.
I like that a lot, because I find, and I'm going to use my company as a convenient guinea pig for some of our conversation, Brian. And I find myself in different roles, and it's a... You know, and for part of what I do is what we're doing, and it's, you know, it's part of marketing my company's services by doing a radio program. But then I'm also then in another circle where I am the architect of the financial plan that we build for our clients.
Yep, absolutely.
And those are two completely different things.
Exactly. And yet you're the right fit for both of them for now. And as you continue growing, you know, you might end up bringing someone in to do one of those, but not another, or what have you. And it's just a much more flexible way to kind of structure and look at who does what instead of just trying to build these monolithic job descriptions that get out of date before they're even off the printer.
Excellent. 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 Very interesting and very different. Holacracy. That is the concept, and the book is Holacracy, the New Management System for a Rapidly Changing World. Holacracy.org, HOLACRACY.org. Brian Robertson, co-founder of Holacracy One, and the author of the book. We'll grab a quick break and we'll be right back with Brian.
How's this for convenient one-stop shopping? Holland Financial offers so many services through its subsidiaries, like fee-based investment management, financial planning, retirement and estate planning, fixed annuities, long-term care, disability and life insurance, and tax return preparation. Our founder, David Holland, also has specialized training to serve as a trustee and executor for families wanting sound financial stewardship for their beneficiaries. Many of your neighbors and local families have chosen Holland Financial because we've helped them plan stronger. Call 671-PLAN and meet with David one-on-one, or visit Holland Financial at planstronger.com.
And if you're just joining us, Brian Robertson on the line with me, co-founder of Holacracy One, author of Holacracy, the New Management System for a Rapidly Changing World. And yes, it is the website, holacracy.org. And before we continue, this just in from my producer who says, Beth says, hey, ask Brian where in the world he got the name Holacracy and what does it mean? And so that we should have done that when we first started.
Yeah, happy to share. So it's actually, if you think about the human body and the way it's structured, you can call it a holarchy is the actual term. It was coined by an author many decades ago, Arthur Koestler, and he called it a holarchy to describe the kind of hierarchy that's not just a hierarchy of one cell bossing around another cell, but rather you've got cells that have autonomy, and each one has its own process, but they're connected together as part of an organ, which it's not like a boss cell. It just integrates lots of different cells into a broader function. And it has autonomy, yet it's part of a broader system as well. And
I gotcha.
That kind of encompassing structure of each entity having autonomy and yet being part of a larger entity, he called that a holarchy. And holacracy is governance, the ocracy suffix, of and by the organizational holarchy. And it structures and treats the organization the same way. There's roles, which are the cells, each of which has real autonomy and knows its authority and can make decisions, doesn't need permission. There's no micromanaging cells or bosses in this. And yet, they're also integrated together in these circles, which are broader entities that structure and connect all the roles and define the process flows between roles and things like that. So you have kind of the same structure nature uses to scale. And that's where the inspiration for the name came from.
Excellent. And I'm following you. And to continue the analogy and adapt it to what I'm hearing you say about the role of individuals within the business, it would be like the liver becoming a lung, if that's what the organization needed, and adapting and having that ability, and the body being able to redefine itself to meet the needs that come from the marketplace.
Yeah, well, and that's one of the interesting things, you know, about life, is the body, the cells in your body, none of them were there when you were born. They're constantly changing, and yet, you know, you're still here. So, I mean, we're in a system. We are a system where you're not worried about bossing around each of your cells. You're freed up to think about bigger, broader things, because every cell has its own self-organizing process, and every organ, and it's just autonomy at every level of scale, which frees you up. And, you know, when I work with CEOs, I see overwhelmed, overloaded people all the time who are just trying to hold it all together, because all of these decisions are floating up to them. They're like, you know, the human brain that is trying to control and direct every cell and every organ in the body. And, you know, when you free those up to actually organize themselves and do their own thing, it frees the former top of the system, if you will, to actually have space to get creative, to do all sorts of new, broader, bigger things. I think we can learn a lot from how we see nature structuring complex systems.
Excellent. Excellent, Brian. And so the next obvious question is, how do you evaluate performance of individuals and their contributions? We use what we call a merit system in my company. How do you determine merit and compensation and evaluations and all of that?
Yeah, so there's no one way to do that with holacracy. There are a number of approaches that kind of work well, but you can think of holacracy more as the underlying platform that tells you how to make those decisions, but not what specifically they should be.
Okay.
Same thing, it tells you kind of how you're going to go about structuring your business, but it doesn't tell you what specific roles you should have and processes and all that. It doesn't tell you how to build your widgets or deliver your services. It just gives you the way to decide those things. And that's true with compensation and performance management too. Or to use a metaphor, if holacracy is kind of like a social operating system, those are apps that ride on top of that operating system. And you need those apps, just like my iPhone's kind of useless if I didn't have a great app store and I can download apps in. But there's no one generic, you know, app for travel planning. There's lots of apps that might do that well, or whatever other process we're talking about. And so there are some common ways, though. Like, for example, compensation's an interesting one. How do you compensate without managers and without a manager hierarchy? You need something very different. You need something that's more peer-to-peer, more distributed. And so the way my company does it, and Zappos that uses Holacracy is moving towards a very similar system. We have a badge-based compensation system. So instead of a manager deciding your pay, everyone in the company is free to earn badges representing skills that they've demonstrated to their peers that they've got. And it's the peers that already have that badge that can grant the badge to new people. So depending on which badge we're talking about, it's a completely different group of people that have that skill that are acknowledging new people that gain that skill. And then your compensation is based on the badges you have. So, you know, and it's transparent. There's a database everyone can see that says, if you have, you know, these five badges, you're going to get paid X. And if you have these five badges, you're going to get paid Y.
Okay.
And everyone can see it. It's transparent. It's clear. So that's one example of a compensation system that's more peer-to-peer.
And who would decide, in that simple example, Brian, who would decide the value that's attached to each of the badges?
Yeah, so in our approach, and again, each company might do it a little different, but in our approach, it's we have a process where anyone in the company can propose a new set of badges and a pay tied to them. But there's another group of people, a small committee, that are trying to make sure it stays fair. So, you know, if one set of badges is worth X dollars and another set's worth Y, and you propose a set that kind of has badges that seem like they're somewhere in between those two sets, your pay should be somewhere in between X and Y. So there's another committee that's making sure it stays fair. But the burden is actually on you, and the responsibility and the opportunity to, if you've got a unique set of badges and it doesn't show up in that database, you can go figure out what you think you should be paid based on that set of badges, as long as it's relatively fair to everything already in the database.
Interesting.
It's a pretty interesting system.
Yeah, it is. And so the first thought in my mind, because I have 19 people that work here with me, and my first thought, Brian, is how does the owner of a company, you know, setting aside, you know, where you have a kind of a non-present owner, but where you've got the owner is actively involved in the business, how do they define their role as it relates to this? I mean, do they kind of check that quote-unquote ownership status at the door and really try to blend into this holocratic approach?
Yeah, that's one of the, I think, fascinating parts for me as an entrepreneur. I've built a few companies now, and you know, one of the things that every entrepreneur needs to do is move from being the heroic owner leader at the top that's making all the decisions to building a company and a structure that can actually survive them and doesn't need them to be the heroic leader anymore. It's actually, I think, really similar to the job of a parent, right? Your job as a parent is to raise your kids so they don't need a parent making all the decisions for them anymore. And you know, if you're heroically, you know, grabbing your 2-year-old from running across the street, well, you're doing a good job. But if you're doing that when they're 18, you might have missed something. Your job instead is to teach them how to survive in the world without actually having to heroically save them. And I think the same is true with an entrepreneur. So, you know, one of the things entrepreneurs need to do, whether it's with Holacracy or any other approach or a management hierarchy, is make sure they don't get stuck in constantly jumping in and doing everything in the business.
Right.
They need to do that for a while, but then they need to figure out, what is it I'm doing? How do I structure that? And how do I get somebody else in to do it? You know, and that's how you actually scale a business as an entrepreneur. And what Holacracy does is kind of give you a set of almost like guide rails for that help you do it. So instead of just, good luck, figure it out, go, which is how I learned how to be an entrepreneur, right? Holacracy says, all right, here's a process for structuring roles. And, you know, when you notice you're doing something, great. Here's what you do with that to get it clear, to get it transparent, and to get somebody else in it whenever you're ready. And it also stops you from showing up and trumping everything as the owner, which is often, you know, at first a natural instinct. You know the business better than anyone. But ultimately actually limits your ability to develop good people that can go do work without you having to micromanage them all the time.
No question, Brian. If I had to manage, and I'm pleased to tell you that we are embracing some elements of what you're putting forth in this really, you know, codified and well-organized structure that you know, lays this out very clearly for everybody. But, you know, the thing that I found is there's no way I can do the things that I want to do for my clients or prospective clients if I'm having to, quote unquote, manage and run the company all the time.
Yep, absolutely. And I think in a lot of ways, like you said, the idea of Holacracy just codifies things that entrepreneurs have learned already they need to do that are good practices. And it gives you a system and a process to make it easier to do all those things.
Well, I've said many times, nobody, you know, gives you a book that says, here's how you do it when you start a company or start a business. You have to learn as you go. But it seems to me, Brian, you've done a lot of actually writing that book that entrepreneurs need to read when they're looking at how to structure, because there's a tremendous amount of trial and error that I know a lot of business owners, and I've had my own portion of that. They're just trying to figure out how to adapt and be nimble, because, you know, the thing that is certain is the nature of change, and it just continues to accelerate, and you have to be able to adapt. And the rigidity of this top-down structure, it's really where it once might have been a very powerful tool, it now is really a handicap.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, circling back to the idea of management hierarchy, when I started my first business, I never even questioned that. I just assumed management hierarchy was the only way to build and run and scale my company. And I think what's exciting now is there are more and more entrepreneurs that are experimenting not just within that structure, but actually questioning, is a management hierarchy the only way to break down work and get accountability and alignment and all that? And Holacracy is one system, but I'm even more excited just by the fact that people are asking the question,
sure,
and experimenting at that level.
Excellent. Brian Robertson, ladies and gentlemen, Holacracy, that's the system. Holacracy One, that is what co-founded by Brian, and the book Holacracy, the New Management System for a Rapidly Changing World, and that it is. Quick break. We'll be right back with Brian.
Are you looking for convenient, straightforward financial information? Just say no to superficial sales presentations. And yes, to the free Real Money app. Get David Holland's new app for your smartphone or tablet. Just search Real Money with David Holland at your mobile device's store. You'll be able to access 17 educational TV shows, plus hundreds of radio shows and financial columns, all in the palm of your hand and on your schedule. So very easy and so very important to you. Again, to download the free app, search Real Money with David Holland. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
All right, we are back with Brian Robertson, co-founder of Holacracy One, author of Holacracy, the New Management System for a Rapidly Changing World, and the website holacracy.org. And I wanted to ask one more question as it ties into some of the compensation elements, and then I want to get over to the living example of Zappos. Brian, with this type of system, do you find that from a compensation standpoint, that having everybody, and I mean everybody in the company, participate in the profitability or the revenue in some sort of, you know, kind of where everybody's in and everybody's compensated based on how well the company does? Do you find those things to be more compatible as opposed to a, you know, the classic salary plus maybe a bonus and a raise every 6 months or a year?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the shift here is one of people having more ownership and more empowerment, and you know, it goes hand in hand with people having more skin in the game. So, you know, in my company, we have a variable compensation system, mm-hmm, that is profit-sharing based. It's not doling out bonuses as prizes. It's look, we're all in this together, and we're going to share in the profits that we create together.
Okay, that's what I thought you'd say, but it makes a lot of sense, because the more you give somebody the ability to have more of an impact on their own compensation, in my view, the less actual management, that becomes more of self-managing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. Now, to the real-world example, and I've been following in the Wall Street Journal and other media outlets, the embracing of Zappos with Holacracy. And the last I saw, they were in the process of really embracing and implementing and even offering to employees that didn't want to be part of it some severance, and they could go another way. So give us an update. I'm sure you're following that very closely, how they've done with embracing. I only know that I get Zappos boxes at the house because my wife loves Zappos.
Yes, same here. I Zappos has made at least as much money on me and my wife shopping as we have on our consulting relationship with them.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, they're great. They're an amazing company. You know, if you've been following the press cycle and all that, I think the press tend to try to sensationalize things that are maybe not that sensational.
Of course, that's their job.
Zappos, they're on it's a many year journey to shift a company of 1,500 employees to a distributed power system without a traditional management hierarchy. That's a big deal. They're about 2 years in, and they're doing great. They've got the basics of Holacracy down now. It's rolled out to, I think at this point, most or all of the individual teams in the company. They did their famous buyout offer, which actually was really generous. They offered months and months and months of severance, depending on how long somebody had been there, for anyone that said, you know what, I want to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually got some people moving on that did so, even that loved Holacracy and decided they were just going to use it as an opportunity to start a new business,
yeah,
or something like that. But they also got rid of all of the people that weren't so sure about it, which actually is pretty cool. You're going to lose a lot of people in the year or two following a major corporate reorg anyway. And what they did was front-end all of it and get it out kind of before they get into the real deep part of this change effort. So everything I hear is positive, not without, I mean, this is a big change. And
sure.
There's a relearning, there's struggles.
Sure.
Challenges. It's a lot like learning a new sport, you know, and you don't get to start at World Cup level. You start at six-year-old soccer, and
yeah,
and then you get better with time. But I've seen steady progress and improvements. They're changing all their compensation system now. All of their internal kind of processes are now getting re-engineered to work with this new distributed authority system. I think they're really heroic for taking it on in a company of that scale. And, you know, they're going to learn a lot, and whoever goes next, hopefully, will learn a lot from watching what Zappos learns, and I think it's going to get easier and easier for companies to transition to this the more there are pioneers like Zappos leading the way for others.
I think it's excellent. I think the concept is just spot on. It's dynamic, and, you know, for a company like Zappos to, you know, to offer what they did, front load it, like you said, Brian, I think it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I mean, for one of the things that's really... they have going for them is just this, the willingness to embrace new ideas that they've done at that company, and, you know, free returns, good grief. I mean, it's a great way to approach it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very good. So less than a minute, final thoughts on Holacracy and where you think it's going to go from here?
Yeah, well, I'm excited to find out myself.
It's
nice to see that people are willing to experiment with the fundamental ways they structure companies, and I think at this point, Holacracy has gone beyond the early experimentation into an emerging practice and system that has a whole community of about 300 companies around the world that are using this method now. And it's only going to get easier and better here as more companies jump in and say, you know, we can really reinvent the way we structure ourselves. And I think that's pretty exciting to see those pioneers doing that.
Excellent. Well, I love what you're doing, Brian, and we'll have to have you back to give us an update and let us know how things are progressing. Brian Robertson, ladies and gentlemen, co-founder of Holacracy One and author of Holacracy, the new management system for a rapidly changing world. And you can go over to holacracy.org for lots more information. Brian, thank you much for your time.
Thanks, David.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.